Most of us will have individual items which we took away from that report by Ingrid Miley on television last night about some very strange spending by the support group Positive Action before it was put into liquidation, largely as a result of investigations carried out by the HSE into how public money was being spent. In my case, it was €185 being spent on dog kennels, of all things. But there are other issues as well about what was going on and what was found out in the HSE's check of what Positive Action was doing with the money that it was getting. Just a question just to begin with. Have we any idea overall how much money we're talking about, how much spending Positive Action did from with state cash?
Well, we do know that between the period of 2000... Now, it must be said that initially this organisation was funded by the Department of Health from its inception until 2005, when the HSE took over. Now, between 2005 and 2013, it was allocated €4,675,995. But between 2009 and 2013, which is the period during which the internal audit was targeted, they got just under €2.3 million.
The HSE report which you obtained into what was going on, is it what you might call an Operation Stable Door job? In other words, something that was commissioned and carried out after Positive Action went into liquidation, or did it begin before?
It began before. I mean, basically, there's been a long history with this. When the HSE took over this, they wanted to find out what was money being spent on, and they, according to this report, they encountered resistance. Eventually it got to the stage where they were trying to get the Positive Action group to sign up to what they call a service level agreement. Now, these would be the sort of agreements you saw with organizations known as Section 39 organizations. That would be groups like Rehab and what have you. They wanted it's basically an agreement that says, if you get public money, here are the rules that you have to abide by, here are the services you have to provide, here is, you know, the level of accountability that you have to give. And they encountered resistance in that when they tried to get the organization to sign up, so much so that Positive Action actually mounted a judicial review against the HSE in relation to that. Now, Positive Action lost that judicial review, and they ended up being told that they had to pay not just their own costs, but 15% of the HSE's costs. So it was only after that that a service level agreement was eventually signed, first on a sort of a halfway house basis, but there was hope that it was eventually signed up on a complete standard form.
Have you got an idea how much they paid in legal fees overall?
Well, that is one of the things that this report highlights as being quite significant. They note that over the four-year period under audit, €776,780 was accrued in legal fees. Now, it breaks that down. €224,113 was paid out. A further €233,479 was accrued, but the report states that the legal advisors involving that informed the HSE internal audit that they were prepared to waive their outstanding costs. Now, the third group of legal fees were €319,187, and that was for the background money for drafting what they call the hepatitis C insurance scheme. You have to remember that at the core of these are a significant cohort of women who were infected negligently by the state through contaminated blood products with hepatitis C, and this meant that they had difficulty getting insurance for the purposes of mortgages, health and all of that. So there had been an agreement that an insurance scheme would be set up. However, according to the report, the internal auditors state that Positive Action went on to hire loads of additional, spent extra money on lawyers. And the HSE insists that Positive Action was always told that it would have to pay those legal fees out of its existing allocation, that there was no way that the HSE was going to pay extra money for lawyers when they were already hiring lawyers to draft that scheme. But eventually it came to €319,187, and they say that they told Positive Action they would not pay that. And in fact, the board minutes of July 2012 in relation to one set of legal costs, now I think this may be for the judicial review, but it's not clear, says legal costs, case very expensive, hopefully HSE / Arthur Cox solicitors will have to cover costs.
Okay, so the total legal bill, we're talking about three quarters of a million run up over what period?
Over a, well, that's within the period of 4 years.
Right.
Now, the 319,000 may accrue from previously,
right.
But the fact is that if it remains a liability, you know, they're counting it in.
There was an unfair dismissal case.
Yes, indeed. This was in 2009. The office manager was let go, and the grounds given for that redundancy were, excuse me, was that the HSE was going to be was cutting their funds. However, the report states that the 2010 funding was used as a pretext for 2009 decision to dispense with their services. Now, this cost ended up costing Positive Action around €68,000 in an unfair dismissal, and you know, the report states that this may have contributed in seriously weakening the internal control framework, and it may have meant that some irregularities could have gone undetected.
The obvious question to finish, Ingrid, I suppose all this money is gone, can't be got back.
Well, we'll have to see about that. At the moment, it looks as if it is. I mean, the HSE ceased funding the organisation back in March, and the directors put it into liquidation in May because, I mean, clearly with no money, they had nowhere to go. But I think it's important to state, Cathal, this organisation did an awful lot of good work. There here was a cohort of women. You may remember the Bridget McColl case and how hard she had to fight, and what the state put her through in relation to seeking compensation for what had been an egregious wrong against these women, and, you know, grounded in negligence. And this organisation fought like cats to get them, you know, a system, including that hepatitis insurance scheme and what have you. So, I mean, it is sad that there appear to have been some difficulties in the organisation, but it shouldn't be forgotten that they did good work. And indeed, some of the directors who responded to the draft findings, and their actual responses are incorporated in this final report, they do say that what makes them sad is that the women in question have lost what was doing good work in many respects.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ingrid. And this is going to be raised, we know, by Shane Ross, Independent TD, at the Public Accounts Committee today. We'll be talking to him about all of this after 8 o'clock. But for the moment, thank you very much.